You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, September 30th. And Femi, okay, I think you'd agree it's been a busy news day. What do you got?
Oh, yeah, it certainly has. Good morning, all. 12 minutes to the top of the hour. President Bush had stern warnings for congressional leaders today after they failed to reach an agreement on the financial bailout plan yesterday. In a television address an hour ago, President Bush said the economic damage to the nation will be painful and lasting if Congress fails to pass a bailout bill. Congress is off for 2 days for the Jewish New Year and talks will resume on Thursday on Wall Street. The markets seem to be rebounding after yesterday's historic drop. The Dow opened nearly 160 points. How are we doing right now, John, on the markets?
Yes, you want to know? Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 206 points off its highs of the morning, and the S&P is up about 1% at this point.
Great, thanks very much.
You know, it had a record drop yesterday, 9% almost.
Yeah, in points, absolutely. Barack Obama released a statement this morning urging Congress to get the financial bailout plan passed, and this comes a day after John McCain accused his opponent of partisan infighting during yesterday's bailout negotiations. Now, descriptions for the big bailout include a ransom note, a $700 billion bet, a $700 billion to keep CEOs in their office. I think you get the general drift I'm going. These are all Congress people's descriptions. And then there was Republican Congressman Paul Brown for Georgia's unforgettable description of the $700 billion bailout.
This is a huge cow patty with a piece of marshmallow stuck in the middle of it. And I'm not going to eat that cow patty.
He's a chef, sounds like.
A very good chef as well.
Right, yeah, sure.
I'll take the marshmallow and leave the rest. That's a look at your main news today, of course, all about the economy.
Thank you very much.
You're
well,
very welcome.
The president spoke to the nation, as Femi mentioned a moment ago, about exactly an hour ago, and he was urging Congress to pass the bailout package and Americans to be reassured that this is the right thing to do.
The reality is that we're in an urgent situation. And the consequences will grow worse each day if we do not act. The dramatic drop in the stock market that we saw yesterday will have a direct impact on the retirement accounts, pension funds, and personal savings of millions of our citizens. And if our nation continues on this course, the economic damage will be painful and lasting.
But that's not what our listeners think in reaction to the president and in thinking about the House's failure to vote yesterday.
Hello, this is Al from Brooklyn, New York. I'm calling because I think it's very disturbing to hear you continually refer to Congress's failure to pass the Bush administration's proposed bailout plan as if it was somehow Congress's responsibility to do whatever the president asks. They chose to reject it. They didn't fail to pass it. There is a difference, and I would like if you would please note that. Thank you.
Duly noted. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. So whether it's democracy in action or capitalism in flames, the markets are reacting this morning. And for more on that, we have New York Times columnist Gretchen Morgenson with us. Gretchen, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
You know, it seems to me that this concern about Congress and yet the global markets, apparently infinite faith in the dollar, are fundamentally incompatible, and that at some point we can't have it both ways. It seems to me the passage of this bailout is all about restoring global faith in the U.S. economy. I just don't know how both can happen.
Well, I think that's a very good point. It's peculiar to me that the president says that we must pass this or, you know, there's going to be further bloodshed in the markets. Well, you know, I think that the opportunity now is to craft a better bill that people can, you know, respond favorably to. This was a slapdash measure, literally put together, you know, over a period of days and on 2.5 sheets of paper initially. You know, I think that's an insult to our intelligence, honestly. We need to know where the money is going, how it's going to be spent, how the toxic securities are going to be purchased so that we know we're not paying too much for them. You know, I just think that this was really sort of misbegotten from the outset, and so we now have an opportunity to do it right.
And some economists have said if we just let the chips fall where they may, that it would be a matter of months before bankruptcies and the private sector on its own would sort of shake out the institutional vulnerabilities and the market would begin to rebound and that the federal treasury would not be so exposed. Does that really wash?
Well, the problem is that banks do not have any capital, or they do not have enough capital, and a lot of financial institutions are strapped for capital, so they cannot come up with the money that's necessary to, you know, help stabilize the financial institutions that are teetering. Now, we saw last week Warren Buffett step in and buy a large percentage of Goldman Sachs, and Goldman Sachs, in return, gave him a 10% coupon on his investment. Now, that's a sizable dividend for him to receive. But he's one of the few people out there who has money saved up for this awful rainy day that we're in. So, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of folks like that.
Gretchen, the president, when he spoke an hour ago or so, called this an urgent situation and said that the consequences could grow each day if nothing's done. And you take a look at the market this morning, and clearly it's early, but still up 2% already.
It is an urgent situation, but, you know, again, I question the urgency of putting forward a bill that had very few details and that some of the important details were sort of nuanced. Yes, it's urgent, but it has been urgent for many, many months. And I think that the taxpayers understand why is it all of a sudden have to be done in 2 minutes or 2 days?
And I guess that sort of feels like the contradiction is inherent. The president saying one thing and the markets, I mean, the world hasn't fallen apart today.
Well, the world is in very dire straits, and yesterday, I think, was a reflection of the, you know, inability to act and this infighting, you know, in Congress, which is nobody's idea of pretty. That's not good. You want to see leadership. You want to see strong leadership. But I think that this was, as I said earlier, this bill was from the beginning very weak, very vague, unspecified. And that's the problem.
You know, we've seen a pattern in the Bush administration of when things get rough, calling for traditional ways of doing things to be tossed out the window, whether it's the Patriot Act or national security issues, or in this case, running the economy, it kind of like a managed operation from the U.S. Treasury with the powers that were at least outlined for Henry Paulson that the Congress rejected. And here Congress is really sort of turning it back on its head and saying, no, we're not going to do things that way. You know, last week you mentioned Buffett coming into the market and buying $5 billion of Goldman. You know, last week that was an endorsement of the financial sector. This week, it really looks like, what did Warren Buffett not buy? He didn't buy any of the stuff that the Federal Treasury is going after. He didn't go after WaMu or Wachovia. You could look at Warren Buffett's decision to enter the market as a real verdict on, hey, the only good stuff to buy is Goldman. Everything else is junk.
Well, don't forget, though, John, that he got 10%. So even Goldman, you know, having to pay 10%, that's well above the typical corporate rate, you know, corporate bond rate. So, you know, we're talking about a distressed circumstance there. So, you know, the 10% reflects a very, high level of interest for his investment. So, yeah, there is a lot of stress out there. There is a lot of distress on the horizon as far as the financial institutions are concerned. And that is absolutely clear. But we really cannot have just blank check provisions given over to the Treasury Department.
Well, in that sense, Warren Buffett and the Americans who are urging their Congressmen and women to vote against this bailout are on the same page. Gretchen Morgenson, thank you very much for joining us.
Anytime.
Gretchen Morgenson is assistant business and financial editor and a columnist with The New York Times.